Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
How many nights do you go out? I follow you on the Instagram. You're out like 12 nights a week. I feel like I go out a decent amount. You put everybody to shame. We were debating this topic yesterday because Donald Trump Jr. is engaged now to a woman by the name of Bettina Anderson. Congratulations. Hope they have great fun. And she was listed as a Florida socialite. You are absolutely an Excelsior socialite.
If you think that's an insult, it is not.
No, I did not. I mean, you're up at four running. You're out. Do you sleep like an hour? I thought I had sleep.
I don't get up to run until five. So yeah. You're already exaggerating when you say four.
Okay. Well, you probably get up at four and then get to the place at 5.
Well, I mean, some nights, because of my socializing, I'm not getting home until 4.
Exactly.
So then I get out to run at about 5.
I mean, we're supposed to get together like a couple weeks ago. You don't make it. I think, fine, you know, whatever. So I'm going. Then I go to your Instagram, and you're out with like 40 other people.
I think that was the next night, but I get your point.
Yeah. You're committed. You're committed. Well, good to chat with you, sir. It's been a while. We just spent a fair amount of time talking about the governor and guns and his announcement yesterday. If I put the over-under at 0.5 new laws in the upcoming session involving guns, and I say the numbers, the over-under is 0.5, and I go under, would you agree with me?
Well, it depends upon what you mean by gun laws. There may be some very watered-down versions of legislation that might be considered gun laws, but I don't think you're going to see an assault weapons ban, if that's what you mean.
No, I did not mean that.
The assault-type weapons. Got to make sure we get our phrasing correct. I don't think that's going to happen. There isn't, frankly, the political will on either the Republican or Democratic side, because there are Democrats who will not vote for something like that. So let's just make it clear, it's not just Republicans.
Correct.
So there might be a smaller number of Democrats who are opposed to that, but it is not just Republicans.
Let's get to your KSTP poll that came out, where we stand with prominent elected officials. If I said the headline of this is most people in Minnesota really don't care for prominent elected officials, is that fairly close to the truth?
Yeah, it's the first time in all of the polling that we've done with Survey USA, and I'm embarrassed, I forget how many years it's been, but 10, 15, 20, we have never had a survey where every single prominent politician in Minnesota statewide has had less than 50% support. And that even includes Senator Amy Klobuchar, who has, you know, she's had like kryptonite. I mean, she's been, there were times she was almost at 60% approval. She's currently, the number right in front of me, I think around 47, which is, you know, actually just a tick below Governor Walz. Governor Walz at 48. President Trump is at 42. We realize Congressman Emmer and Congresswoman Omar represent just individual districts among the eight congressional districts, but they're nationally known and certainly known throughout the state of Minnesota. So we did a polling on both of them, and they both came in at 29% approval. Now, Ilhan Omar, her negativity, her disapproval, much higher than Tom Emmer's. Hers was in the 50s, and his was around 33%. So he wasn't nearly as underwater as Ilhan Omar, but both of them just 29% approval.
Okay, let's take this one by one. Let's go to Klobuchar, because I really didn't think we'd go to Klobuchar, but I think you do raise a very valid point, because, I mean, we've watched this. You've covered it where Republicans have basically, they've run from running against her. Because it was, well, she's the most powerful and she's untouchable. Why has she dropped 10, 11, 12, 13 points? Is it anything she's done in particular, or is it just a reflection of how divided our country and, of course, how divided our state is?
I think it's a reflection just of how divided we are. And I did find her number. It is 47 approval rating, and her disapproval is 38. So, you know, which isn't bad, and 15% are not sure. I think
by the
so,
way,
but Mike,
she's been a senator for 40 years. By now, you maybe should reach an opinion. I mean,
Some of it, and that is a higher number than we've seen before.
Yeah.
And it, some of it might have to do with Klobuchar fatigue. She's in her third 6-year term, which should be kind of a warning signal for Governor Walz, trying to win a third term himself, something that's never been done in the state of Minnesota, a third 4-year term as governor. And this is our second poll in a row where he's been at 48%. And in our 18 previous polls over the last 4 years, he had always been over 50%, as I recall. Now it's two in a row where he's been at 48. And that is that's a danger sign for any politician going into an election year, whenever your support drops below 50%.
I agree. It is a concern, but I mean, if you compare him to Emmer and Omar, I mean, he's Reagan in 84. I mean,
well, yeah, but you got to remember, Tom Emmer's job is to be, he's the House Majority Whip. He's an attack dog. His job is to whip his party, the votes in his party to pass legislation. And in doing that, you've got to denigrate and criticize Democrats at every turn. Ilhan Omar is always in his crosshairs. He's always going after her. And so is President Trump. And so when you have that constant drumbeat of negativity, that does explain why her disapproval is as high as it is. But we should point out, she is still supported by 59% of Democrats, which you know, is not bad. As long as her base is okay in that district, she's okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Tom Hauser, our guy from Channel 5, is here. What do you want to say on how the independents stand on key people in the state, because they're a very interesting group to watch?
Yeah, the independents, you know, and they're the ones who are going to decide generally elections. Let me take a look at for Trump. He's at 35% among independents, which obviously not a great number.
No, it's not.
And let me find Walz. There's about 22 pages of results here. So sometimes it takes just a little bit to get through.
Did they ask any questions about you in particular, like your approval rate?
Well, no, we stay far away from that. We all know the answer to that. In fact, I've had some of my friends, and I'm using air quotes on X, say that my approval rating might be a little below Emmer and Omar. So I always appreciate that.
I voted disapproval.
I'm sure you would. You know, my other favorite message I get either via email or on social media when they question our polling, they go, "Well, nobody asked me," you know, as if we, as if we ask all 5.5 million people in the state. Tim Walz is at 44%. So, again, not a great number
better
when you're trying to run for a third term. Now, he does do very well among Democrats. He's at 86%, and Donald Trump, I think, was even a little higher than that among Republicans. I think he was at 89% among Republicans, 10% among Democrats, and 35% with independents.
Let's get to fraud. The two of us have talked about it endlessly. We will continue to talk about it. What is your view on his appointment, Walz's appointment to Tim O'Malley last week, this director of program integrity? Clearly, all the Republicans were saying, why now? Why not sooner? I got to be honest. I feel like that's a fair question. How do you think this is playing out at this point?
Well, I found it really interesting that, the governor says he did not stand in the way of a bill to create an Office of Inspector General that would have looked over all state agencies. There are Republicans who say that is not the case, but taking the governor at his word for that, that bill did not pass. It was House file number one last session, and they did not pass a statewide inspector general bill. It seems to me that that's what O'Malley's going to be.
Yes, I agree.
De facto inspector general, but he's been appointed by the governor, and he says he's not serving the governor. He's not serving Republicans or Democrats. He's serving the people of Minnesota. The fact of the matter is he was appointed by the governor, there's always going to be people who are going to say, well, how independent are you, really? And it'll be interesting. Should it have happened sooner? I think most Minnesotans would probably say yes, that is true. And by the way, we did poll on the fraud issue as well. And I think the percentage of Minnesotans who think that Governor Walz has done enough to stop fraud, 14% has done enough. 69% say he needs to do more.
Yeah.
Similar numbers for the legislature. Have they done enough? 11%. Because they're all in this together. 11% say they've done enough, and 74% say he needs to do more. So is it going to be helpful? It probably will be. I think O'Malley has impeccable credentials, former FBI agent, BCA superintendent, did some work when the Archdiocese was having issues, and he helped clean a lot of that up. The guy certainly knows what he's doing. He seems to be as apolitical as anybody can be this day and age. And so we'll see where that goes, and we'll see if it impacts whether they pass an office of inspector general in the session coming up in February.
Great stuff, my friend. We'll watch on Channel 5 and talk soon.
Okay, and one of these days, I guess we have to get out. I didn't realize you're a shut-in, and you never get out and socialize. So
I better just go to Excelsior and just
help you in that area.
Hang out in a bar, and most likely I'll see you. You know,
you did see our friend was floating the idea about going to the Wolves.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. With like 14 courtside tickets. Okay, so calm down.
Is it up to 14 now?
Yeah, okay. I think it is.
Well,
all right,
we'll see if we can make that happen.
See ya.
All right. Happy holidays, Chad.
Yes, same to you.
Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.